Says the Mishnah, Hatruma Maho Yosinba. Yeah, Hatruma, what did they do with it? What did they do with Zuna? This was a video of Mafish. They made a collection of all the coins, right? They collected all the coins. And then, okay, the Shkolim Daf Tes on the days. The same thing to tape recorder. Okay, we have over here the Holy Rebbe, Rebbe Yisrael Zev Lobel. My dear friend, Chaver, my Rebbe. My role model.
Okay, let's go.
And he's going to teach me tonight. Masechta Shkolim Daf Tes on the days. The Mishnah in the Perek. Halacha Aleph Mishnah Hatruma Mahu Eisim Ba. What did they do with the Truma? What is the Truma? Truma, truma over here means the Truma. It means the Truma of the Lishka. The Truma Salishka. So everyone in Klal Yisrael would bring Machzor Shekel. They make a big collection. And then the Kohanim would lift up a portion of the money, and they would set it aside. What exactly did they use the money they set aside for? So the Trumim is where they would lift up. Maho Yisim Ba. So in the Mishnah, Lechem Lechem, they would borrow the Tamidim, they would purchase with the Tamidim, a cover of Tamidim, and Musafim, Vinichsehem, and all of their libations. Okay, Vinichsehem means the wine. The wine that they would pour to accompany these karbanas. Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, ha'omer, what else? They would buy the omer. The omer. Okay, ha'omer.
Yeah.
Okay, the omer. I said, guys, we're battling. I can't take it. I can't take the kol of batala.
Can't take the what?
The kol of batala. Right, the omer, they would buy the omer. The omer is, what's the omer? The omer is Pesach. They would buy the barley, the mincha barley, Pesach, ushtei lechem and shuas, v'lechem aponim, v'chol kabarnas, atziba, they would buy all of the kabarnas of the tziba. Okay, so these are all different, all these are all different things they would purchase with the money of the lishka. Shaymei sefichim b'shviyas, tellim schadim mitchum as lishka. The guardians of the sefichim, in other words, they had over here, the tzibor employed people to do what? To go make sure that there was no kalayim. They would go and they would employ people to go make inspections to make sure that there was no shot, there was no kalayim growing in the fields. So Shemay Asvichan Mishvias, Nedlim Schad Mishum Zalishka, where did they get paid? Who paid them?
What does Svichan mean?
Offshoots. Svichan means Mishvias. So in the year of Shemitah, anything that grew in the year of Shemitah was Osir.
Yeah.
So therefore, there were people that were.
It's also to be a balabas, but right. you could also take.
Right. So there were people. It seemed like there were people that were doing averos with the svichim. They were going out into the field. They were finding these svichim, these growths that happen by itself, and they would sell it. They would.
What means grow by itself?
A svich means a stalk of grain that grows by itself. No one planted it. Because let's say when they harvest, it's inevitable they're gonna drop some kernels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So things would just grow by themselves. From leftover kernels would just grow by themselves. So those things that grow by themselves, you're not allowed to deal with it as if you're a balabas. It's usur. So there was a police force. Bez Din appointed people to go out into the fields to make sure that no one would illegally cultivate and guard and take these stalks that grew by themselves and make a business out of it.
Yeah.
So who would pay them? How would they get paid? Who's the balabas? Who would pay them for their service? So it says over here in the Mishnah that they would be paid by the public funds. Rabbi Yossi,
the appointed Shaima Svich and Mishvias.
So who pay them?
Nee.
The people that were appointed to be the guardians. They would receive the money, they would be paid from the public funds. The public funds, the tzibur. This money of the Machzis HaShekel that was sent by the Klal Yisrael, this money was used to pay these workers. Okay? Next, Rabbi Yossi, says, Afar Reitzem Misnadev. Lav Davka, if a private person wants to give money for this purpose, then he was accepted. In contrast to the Karbanas. When it came to the Karbanas of the Tzibur, if a private person wanted to give a donation for the Karbanas, and he wants, listen, I'll
give
pay.
For the Shemra Svichin also.
No. So when it comes to Karbanas, they did not accept. The Karbanas can only come from the Machzis HaShekel. But when it comes to the Shomer Svichin, the people that were employed by the Beis HaMikdash to make sure that they're not in violation of the Nizer, so they would take private funds. If someone wanted to give private money in order to pay the Shomer Svichin, they would accept it.
In so contrast,
If he wants, he can be, he can volunteer. Okay, if he wants to be a volunteer, in other words, not take money for a service. If let's say a person that's going to go during the year Shemitah, a person wants to guard, he wants to do the service for the Beis HaMikdash for Klal Yisrael for free. So basically, he's giving. It's basically a private enterprise. Ordinarily, you would have to hire people, and how are the people who will be hired, how would they be paid? Public funds from the Machzor Shekel. Let's say a fellow says, you know what, I want to volunteer my time to be a policeman to go out.
How many of that Trump? He asked for a small amount. He said, I don't need the money.
Right. Okay, fine. Let's say a guy decides, I'm going to walk around the street, I'm going to be the mask police. Make sure everyone wears a mask. For free.
Me.
So is it accepted? So Rabbi Yoy says, yes. Af haroit said misnadev, shoymer chinim, he can volunteer to be a shoymer chinim.
Without getting paid.
Right, let's take a look over here. Look over here at the taklin chaditin on the very bottom of the page.
One second.
On the bottom, the very bottom. So he's saying over here, I think there's more we're missing over here when it comes over here. Let's go back and read the previous Takachatin. The first one line. It says, Svichin, Ha'oilim me'alein. You have over here these growths. Yeah, these growths that come out of the ground.
Yeah.
Mimash shenashu be'kotzir. Whatever was left over in the kotzir. V'nosnu socho l'shoymer sheyimona. I told you the wrong pshat. Over here, we are referring to the year of Shemitah. Here's the problem. In the year of Shemitah, they need shtei halechem, wheat for the shtei halechem on Shavuos, and they need barley for Pesach. Where are they going to get the barley for Pesach? Where are they going to get the wheat for the shtei halechem? Where are they going to get it from?
Shkalom.
But forget about Shkalom. You have all the money you want in the world, but where are you going to resource? Where are you going to get the grain? There's nothing available. In the year of Shemitah, nothing grows.
But there's a bracha that it's going to grow. You can get from the heifer.
The bracha is in the previous year. It's going to grow in the previous year, so you'll have what to eat, and it'll grow right away later.
For three years.
Right, but you need chodosh. In the year of Shemitah itself, the only wheat that is fit to be offered in the Mizbeach for the Oymer Shalechem is wheat that grew in this year. The bracha of Parnasa for the people, for the population. The people.
The Oymer can only bring one a chadash.
Right.
For the Oymer and the Shtelechem.
The Soarim and the Shtelechem. Oymer and a chadash. So you have to take grain that grew this year. Where are you going to find grain that grew this year? Where are you going to find it? Go to the field. You go out into the field and you find grain and you harvest it and you go and you use it for the Oymer and the Shtelechem. But in the year of Shemitah, there's no grain. In the year of Shemitah, nothing is growing. How are you going to have Chodesh? How are you going to find grain?
The Seifim.
Problem is, the Seifim, when did the Seifim grow? That goes the whole winter, the Seifim.
Yeah.
By the time you come to Pesach, they're long gone. Why are they long gone? The Seifim are eaten by the animals. So if you're going to go out on the day of the first, normally when do they cut the grain, the wheat, the barley for the Omer? They cut it on the first day of Pesach. That's the halacha. They go out into the field on the first day of Pesach, Yom
Tov. Second day of Pesach.
I'm sorry, you're right. I'm sorry. The second day of Pesach, in the early morning, and they go and they cut down chodosh, newly grown barley from this year, and they prepare it, and they bring the Omer immediately. But in the year of Shemitah, when they're going to go out in the early morning, on the second day of Pesach, to go look for the Sichin, there's nothing to be found. It's all gone. Why is it all gone? Animals and poor people, they walk through the fields, and they find, they pluck it, and they take it over themselves. There's nothing left. So this can be a very big problem. In the year of Shemitah, when it comes the second day of Pesach, where will the Kohanim resource?
So I think I have shown what it says. So they anointed, they appointed Shomrim.
And no one should take it. As soon as they saw something coming out of the ground, they said, oh, this looks like it's going to be good for the Omer.
No, they marked what will be enough to bring the Omer.
Right, but they have to have people, guardians, to sit there the whole day to make sure no one takes it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of stalks in all of the fields, so they watch only...
No, not so much, because it's Shemitah. It's Shemitah this year. In the year of Shemitah, nothing is growing. The fields generally are fallow. In the year of Shemitah, there's nothing in the fields.
Yeah.
So there are small little patches of grain that grow somehow by themselves. But those patches of grain that grow by themselves, the poor people and the animals are going to take it. So by the time Pesach comes around, there's nothing left.
So therefore?
They hire guardians.
All of the fields? All of the...
Not all the fields, just what they need for the Omer and the Shel Lechem.
Oh, okay, enough. They know
this,
enough.
This area over here is going to be more than enough. Okay? We're going to hire this guy. You sit here for the next 2 months and make sure no one comes and takes it, because we need this for the Omer and the Shel Lechem. So who paid those workers?
But could I ask you something? So that was an exception. You're allowed to have Shemrim then? Even though it's Shemitah, you can't be a Balabos?
Yes, for the Beis Hamikdash, yes. Gzeirus HaKasev. The halacha is only for an individual, not before, for the Beis Hamikdash, yes. So he was permitted. So they would hire workers. And the workers, who'd pay the workers? The money that was given for the Machsa Shekel.
Right.
Now, why? Why can you use this money for the Machsa Shekel?
According to Rabbi Yossi, if someone wants to do it voluntarily,
that's a chiddush, because this Omer and the Shtel Lechem, they are public korbanos, no different than the Talmud. It is no different than the Talmud Shel Shachar and the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim.
Yeah,
these are korbanos of the Tzibur.
Yeah,
they belong to the Tzibur, and they must be offered from the funds of the Tzibur.
Yeah.
So here's the question. Do we say that the guardians who are going to make sure that there will be gray barley and wheat to bring these korbanos, is that an extension of the carbon seaborne? That's the dilemma.
Extension, there, and therefore?
And therefore, you can use the money from the Truma Salishka for this purpose.
So he says, yeah.
Oh, along comes, now let's say someone wants to volunteer. Let's say a person says, you know what, I'll do it for free. I have nothing to do with the holy anyway, so I'll sit in the field and I'll guard it.
So he says, yeah.
Oh, so that's a problem. Why is it a problem? Because let's say, for example, the person, a private person, you, Rabbi Shol Zev Lobel, comes to the Beis HaMikdash with a beautiful animal, and you say to the Kohen, listen, I know every day you bring two korbanos, Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim.
Yeah.
I want to give you a donation. I have a beautiful animal. I want this animal to be the Tamid Shel Shachar. Here, for the Tzibur. Is it permitted? Are you allowed to donate your private animals for the Korban Tamid? No, you're not.
No, it has to come from the Tzibur.
It has to come from the Tzibur. So the question over here is the grain itself coming from the Tzibur? Is the grain coming from a Yachid? No. The grain itself is public grain.
Yeah.
But the guardian, to make sure that there will be grain, is that a chelika? Is that like the animal? You see how it's one step removed?
Yeah.
So that's a machlokes. According to the Tanakhama, no. According to the Tanakhama, just like the grain itself must come from the tzibur, likewise, the guardian, to make sure there will be grain, also must come from the tzibur. No different than an animal.
That has come from the tzibur by paying him.
Right, no different than the animal.
How come Rabbi Yosef says no?
He holds because it's step removed. It's not the same thing. The object that goes on the Mizbeach must come from the Tzibur.
I understand.
But the circumstance to create it, that does not need. That's the Machlokes.
Yeah, yeah.
So therefore, this over here, so therefore, Rabbi Yosef me'af haretzah misnadif shem mechinam. Amruloi, the Rabbanan said to him, no, it's unacceptable. Af ato oimer, she'ein boin mishel. You also agree, she'ein boin ella mishel. What are you saying? How could you possibly say that?
Yeah.
How could they challenge? How can you say that? Don't you also acknowledge?
Thank you.
Don't you acknowledge that it must come from the tzibur? How could you do that?
Yeah.
How could you allow it to come from the individual?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the machlokes. Now let's see the Talmud Yerushalmi. Hail the Talmud Yerushalmi on this Mishnah. My ra'ah. What does it mean over here? My ra'ah zman atzek lehan. My ra'ah. No, what is this movie here? Now, I think we have to. This typical Yerushalmi. The Girsois are very, very difficult. There are a lot of mistakes. Look in the Grah. The Grah has Tanan, Taninan, Zman, Atse, Kohan, Mubitainis. It's a Mishnah. Okay, it's literally the Zman. Over there we learned. Where do we learn this? It's a Mishnah. Where is this Mishnah? In Mesechta Tainis. Okay, you ever learned Masechta Tainis?
Yeah.
It's coming up soon, Daf Yomi. Okay, Tanan, Tanina. We learned over there Masechta Tainis. It says there, Zman Atzei Kohanim. Okay, just take out the two words, My Ro, or take out those two words. That's a toss. Tanan, Tanina. We learned over there. Zman Atzei Kohanim. V'ha'am, Lihimonois, Ela B'sha Zman, Okay, let's look over here. Let's see what's going on in Tachan Chadatin. Okay, there is no Tachan Chadatin. These words over here. Tanan Taninan Zman Atzek V'chulu V'hu B'tainis. There we learn the Zman Atzek Koyhanim V'ha'am Lihimanois Ella V'ha'am Lihimanois. Now, I don't know what that means over here. There we learn. Let's see what's over here. Zman Atzek Koyhanim V'ha'am Lihimanois L'shem Ma hoyu tzrichim lehagiel l'nidvas oisam ha-kohanim v'am? Ka'aloi ho-eitzim niknim mishol tzibur. Nachamol, zman. Ma ro zman atzei, he eitzim two more words. Ma ro'o atzei kohanim v'am limonois. L'shei ma hoyu tzrichim lehagiel l'nidvas oisam ha-kohanim v'am? Ha'aloi eitzim niknim mishol tzibur. Okay, here's a new question. In Masechta Tainis it says that there were a couple of days a year where certain families celebrated as a personal Yom Tov. Okay, there were families, special, the Lobel family. The Lobel family, yeah. They came up on this particular day of the year. It was a Yom Tov for them. And all of the Kohanim had to step aside. I don't know all the details, but they gave the Lobel family special covered. Because it was your day in the limelight.
Doing what?
Why? Why is it your day? Because your ancestors, when they rebuilt the Bayis Sheni, there was a great shortage of supplies, of wood for the fire, for the Maracha, and other supplies, mainly wood, and individuals took it upon themselves to pay for the shortage.
Okay.
Like if you go to a shul, the Parnes, they have a big song, the Parnes Hayoim. The Parnes Shavua.
Yeah.
They have a Khan shul. Avram Khan, they have a computer screen in the shul itself with the Zmanim. And they have Parnes Hayoim. This fellow who gave $180.
Yeah.
$180. It's his day today.
Yeah.
Today's his day. Every day they try to suck out from someone's pocket some kesef. Today's laning. In Kesef Talveh Sami, right? So, the Parnes Hayoim, when they built the Bayis Sheni, there was a shortage of wood. So what happened? Select individuals came forward and acknowledged that this is a very big problem, and they said, we will take care of it. In reward for their generosity, for all generations, these families were remembered that on a particular day when they gave, they would be have the limelight. They got shlishi, they got shishi.
So what was the cover that they got?
I don't know. It says in the Mishnah that they could be they brought korbanos, they had kedima, I don't even know. I don't know. Whatever it was. Whatever it was. It was a special day. The Gemara over here is asking a very fundamental question. All of the items that went on the Mizbech have to come from the Tzibur. So how were these individuals to begin with allowed to go and dedicate things? So the Kvedmar, Maroz, Man, Atzik, HaKoyhanim, V'Omli, Monis, why were these manim?
I know why I'm not comfortable. There's a low chair. Yeah.
Okay, so the question over here is why?
Yeah.
Why were these individuals?
Yeah.
Mara zmanatzek ayhanim v'chambli manes. Why were these individuals? Why did they merit? Why did they merit? You want to sit on a cushion?
No, no. This is good. This is good.
This special cushion that makes you very comfortable. It's amazing. It gives you support. It's amazing. Mara zmanatzek ayhanim v'chambli manes. Why are the zman of these people and these koyanim? Why were they selected? Lihi manos to be listed. The word here, lihi manos, means to be listed as special days for these families.
Yeah.
What is special about these days that they were zoicha?
Yeah.
So the answer is, maros manatzkei hamli manos. Ella, the answer is b'shasha olu yisro ben agoyel. Here comes the Mar's answer. At the time.
So why were they? It has to be from the tzibur.
Oh, we didn't get to that yet. Okay, we're first quoting. I'm leading into them. I already told you the Gemara. The Gemara wants. The Gemara right now is quoting. The Gemara now is quoting the Mishnah, and the Mishnah here is saying the Mishnah is telling you a matter of fact. Okay, it's telling you here a matter of fact.
Yeah.
A matter of fact. Oops, I have my pocket over here.
Not feeling good?
I'm feeling actually don't. I really don't. Why? I don't know. What do I have? What's what I have? I don't know.
This is for a headache?
Yeah. Why don't I feel well? I don't know. I didn't sleep last night? I don't know. Matzah.
You don't take time, but this is like it's like individually, I see.
Matzah miyaya. 8 cups of wine. 6 matzahs.
No, it's very, on me also, it's very...
How many matzahs do you eat in the 91st night of Pesach? I ate 3. Grand total of 3. 4 cups of wine. Could do a job on you.
How much wine? Strong wine?
No. I had a mixture of cow and regular.
I also had... Okay. Yeah.
Combination. Every year in Chol Hamoed Pesach, I'm wiped out. I don't know why. Right. Why are these days listed as special days of celebration for these families? El, you know the answer is? When Klal Yisrael went from the Goyla, the Bayi Sheni, there was not a sufficient supply of wood in the Lishka.
Why? People gave shkolim.
No, they didn't have it. It wasn't enough. It was a very small people percentage who went there to show.
Oh,
it was very, very poor. They didn't have enough to keep it going. The amdu elu, these individuals, they stood up, the amdu elu, v'nisnadvu eitzim mishal atzman, and they donated wood from their own personal supply. They were extremely generous. They gave their own personal supply.
Yeah.
Umisarum litzibur. Now here's the part that we need over here, our Mishnah. It's not just they gave a donation. They gave it over. They said the wood that we're giving is not private wood. We're giving the wood to the tzibur.
Yeah.
The karvu mechem karbon tzibur. And they offer karbon tzibur.
Even the offer karbon, just the wood.
No, the muscle too. The karvu mechem and they the karvu mechem karbon tzibur. No, the karvu mechem karbon tzibur. And they offer it from the wood. There's a very unique principle that you can bring a carbon of wood. You ever hear this?
No.
Not only can you bring a carbon, you bring a carbon of an animal,
I never
a mincha,
heard this before.
You bring wood, like the shnei gizre eitzim. You bring just a carbon of wood.
I never heard of this
yes.
before.
Yes. And you put salt on it.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm positive. Look at the Rashbam.
But where do we see this in the Torah?
The Gemara makes the drashas. Let's see the Rashbam. I'm not the Rashbam. The Tag Chad. My wife says, Michelle.
One second. Yeah.
Look over here in the Tarachat. Amdu elu. Okay.
I have it.
That's why we have to count these days. Mishum dahi takanta the avil luhu han neviim. It was that kind that the neviim made. Ki hechi deloy lidchinu me asrayu. They should not be pushed away from their place. In other words, they made a special, they counted them, they made certain that no one should ever take away these days from these people. These people, when they came on this day, they offered special korbanos, it seems. That's what it means over here. What it says over here in the Mishnah, I thought it was talking about a korban eitzim. So what it means. It means over here is that they dedicated, they were makdish this wood that they needed for the mizbeach, and they were makdish it to the tzibur. It was not, there was no private label. When you burn the korban on the mizbeach, you need fuel, correct? You need fuel to burn the korban on the mizbeach. On the logs, it did not say, oh, this log dedicated by so-and-so. I know a certain shul where even on the gartel, it really nauseated me. The gartel of the Sefer Torah.
Oh, I think you mean the gartel of the...
Oh, that also. Don't worry. That also, okay? The gartel of the Sefer Torah. Okay? That cheap gartel. Gartel costs $15. Maybe today it costs more.
Nah, today it costs more.
How much more it costs? $20? $25?
What is it called?
Velvet. A velvet? It doesn't cost anything. It costs $15. I used to buy my father's show. I used to take care of all the stuff. It didn't cost more than $10.
And you also
the
saw
the cheapest one possible.
So it also said there?
The guy went, he put on his name from beginning to end, donated by this family. There's no doubt in my mind the dedication, the lettering they stitched into the gartel costs more than the gartel itself. I have no doubt in my mind. Each letter costs probably $2, and he had like 25 letters. The gartel doesn't cost more than, it's the cheapest gartel. It's the cheapest gartel. I used to know this stuff. Now I'm out of it for a long time. I don't know the price anymore. And everything changed there quite a bit, but in those days it wasn't so complicated. It was also, I didn't like the gartel. It was like a seatbelt. Whatever. None of my business. So
it was like
me,
like you hooked?
To me, whatever. So to me, it nauseates me. Come on. You have to go stick your name on the gartel? It's not enough. I mean, come on. Come on. You're so, really, is that a derech? Everything have to have your name on? In the Beis HaMikdash, in the Aron. Was there a plaque on the Aron HaKodesh dedicated by Mr. So-and-so? On the menorah, was there a plaque in the Beis HaMikdash dedicated by so-and-so? And every keresh, this keresh was dedicated by Reuven. This keresh Shemin was Mishugas.
So when did it start, this whole thing?
I don't know. Is that normal? Okay, so you know, you're fundraising, you don't have a choice. Fundraising, so you know, you have on the top, you have to have the building. All right, kachi darka shalolam. This is the way to go. But there's a balance, a limit, how far you go. So mishugas, at least to me, I don't know. So obviously people disagree with me because people do this all the time. I think a little especially when you dedicate the gartel for $15 and the lettering on the gartel costs three times more than the gartel itself. What is this, over a joke? So when they brought them the wood in the mizbeach, they bring a carbon. Tell me, on the wood, the log of wood, was there a logo? A logo? You know, you can take a sticky pick a logo on the wood, right? Like, you know, you buy these fans. There's always a logo. Everything has to have a logo today. Right? Everything has a logo. You see, Misha.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're not gonna have a product of that. Look, you see, you gotta know. It's a business. You see? Zilda Berman. You don't just go make a safer. L'shem Shemayim. HaKesef Ya'ane Es HaKol. Your glasses. Your fancy glasses here. There's got to be someone's name is on those glasses, on the side.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me see on the side. Look at the side. You're going to see someone's name. So when they brought the wood to burn the Korbanos, was there someone's name etched into the wood? Everyone should know so-and-so was the one who gave this wood. No. Why not? You know why? He doesn't even own it. If he owned it, he would have done it. You know why his name is not on it? He doesn't own it.
Yeah, yeah.
Why doesn't he own it? Because he gave it to the tzibur.
Right.
Why? Because if he would own it, the carbon would be possible.
Right. So we're talking about eitzim as fuel or as...
Fuel.
Not as carbonas,
which is... Fuel. That, right, not as carbonas. Fuel. Dvarim Shemayim. What I said is true, but just not in this case.
Yeah, yeah.
Vaida. Someone wants to go to yeshiva. I mean, someone wants to send his kid to a yeshiva. You're going to have children, and you're going to go look for a yeshiva for the child. So the parent, they went to different yeshivas to see how they teach. To see how they teach. If they want their kid to go to this yeshiva. So it's very common. A lot of parents do this. And they let the parents sit in the back of the class to watch the class. So this parent,
I've seen that.
So the parent told me he was very impressed with this yeshiva, with this Rebbe, because there was a kid there, he asked the question, and he called on the kid to give the answer, and he gave the answer. The answer was totally wrong. And the Rebbe said to the child, that is an excellent answer. Excellent. For a different question.
That's a smart Rebbe.
So
that was done with seichel.
The parent loved that answer.
That's a sense of humor, but very...
You don't put the kid down. Whatever. So we hear...
Very, very, wow.
So we hear, we are over here, so therefore, what are they over here? Now the Nevi'im made a tanai. He made a tanai with the people in charge of the Beis HaMikdash. What was the tanai? Shebineim amongst them. Shafilu lishka malei eitzim. Even if the lishka sagaz will be filled with the eitzim, they'll ask in the future.
No.
Okay, and they're going to be multi-millionaires just throwing money at the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't matter. If these people, the descendants of these generous people who were there when we needed them, if they get up, when it's not who ate them, Mishal Atzman, and they're in the generosity of their hearts, they give a donation of good Mishal Atzman, Shalo Yehei Kar B'Skarv Ele Mishal Ahen Tchilo. They go first. That if they decide to bring a carbon, the Shloikav Muskav Ele Mishal Ahen Tchilo.
No, he's saying that if they want to donate wood again.
Exactly. So if it's 10 generations later, make believe it's 10 generations later.
Even if the militia will be filling, they have sufficient amount of wood.
Has millions and millions of dollars of wood that belongs to the tzibur.
Yeah.
But an ornicle of this person who came forward at a time of great need when there was no one else, and he was there to help the Beis HaMikdash, if his ornicle wants now to donate the wood today that's going to be used to be makir of the carbon talmid, we take his wood. We take it. Oh, I don't need your wood. Give us money. We don't need your wood. We have plenty of wood. No, we only take the wood. We take his wood. Why? Why? As recognition and as an expression of thank you.
But it has to be shatseba.
Oh, so what do they do? The oriental. I'm makdish to the tzibur.
Oh, I see.
And when you makdish to the tzibur, what happens? You can't put your name on it. You can't go put your logo on it because it's no longer mine. Okay?
But why would somebody in Einik want to be not if there's enough wood?
A zeicha zuchus of the zeide. It's the zeide.
Okay.
Right? Right, that's why. So what's the kasha? There's a kasha over here. What is the kasha? The cash over here is let's divide. Oh, my Rabbi Acha, the Rabbi Yosehi. Oh, this approach is the zelbe zach as the helike Rabbi Yosehi. Why? In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosehi, Omer Afa Roitzim Misnadiv Shoy Mechinam, because Rabbi Yosehi was the one in the Mishnah who said what? That if a person, when they needed the shtei halechem, the grain for the shtei halechem and the Omer, they need a guardian. So who's going to pay the service fee? So Tanakhama says it must come from the tzibur.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yoyi says, no, a person can volunteer. What do you mean? If you're going to volunteer, then it's private. Then it's considered that the svichin are privately owned because it's a private person. So what's the answer? No. Even though I do privately, even though I volunteer, although it's true that I'm volunteering, I'm doing it, but I'm giving, I'm being makdish, my private act of volunteering to the tzibur.
No.
Who says that?
Rabbi Yosi.
Who? And that's exactly what it says over here. Because in this halacha, it says that the people, they brought wood. The wood was privately owned, but what did they do? The wood was privately owned, but what did they do?
They donated.
They donated to the tzibur.
Yeah.
It's the zel bezach. That's answer number one. Allah, now we're according to the Chachamim.
Yeah.
It would be mashma. And the Lefi the Chachamim would not be good.
Yeah.
Why would it not be good Lefi the Chachamim? Why would it be no good according to the Chachamim? Because the Chachamim in the mission says you can't do this.
Yeah.
The Chacham in the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to be misnadi mishal yachid.
Yeah.
The Chacham said that you have to go and you have to go because if there's any private enterprise, it's no good.
Yeah.
So long comes, there's no. It's going to be good even according to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi. B'shem Rabbi Ilo, he says no. Divrei Hakoli, why? My paligin begufo yishol karbon.
With the arguments with gufo yishol karbon.
Where do they argue that when it comes to gufo yishol karbon? In other words, when you have to go give the actual wood itself, but when it comes to the shemira,
everybody would agree.
Because the therefore you're a step removed. That's why. Aval b'machshirei karbon kol ama the ganze belt kuli alma kol alma zmaide shu mushuhu. Mishtaneh carbon yachid lekarbon tzibor. You are permitted to transform yachid to tzibor. Good, grounded.
Well, what's the carbon yachid that's being transferred to carbon tzibor?
Your guardian.
Oh.
I'm guarding the svichin. By me guarding the svichin, there is a degree of acquisition.
And what was that called? A carbon yachid?
Yeah, you're a yachid. The guardian is an individual. And he's the guardian of the Oymer, the grain of the Oymer Nishtel Lechem. And now he's devoting his service to the Tzibur. So can you do that? Can an individual...
So what's the logic? Should we stand a carbon yachid, carbon tzibur?
That a yachid is permitted to give over his service to the Tzibur. When do we allow a yachid to give over his service to the Tzibur? We only allow the yachid to give over to the Tzibur when... We allow it only when it comes to a service. Not when it comes to the actual object that goes to the mizbeach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
Vayta tarum the b'raisa isha she'asa kisoynis. Now we go to another example.
So why did the Chacham tell Rabbi Yosi that it has to be b'shel tzibur? If they also agree with them, the Mishnah.
Yeah, yeah.
Avalai, avat emel Right. They were asking him.
Oh, my problem with Begubishal carbon.
No, the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah.
I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I made a mistake. The case of the Mishnah there is going. There is a machlokes. In the Mishnah, indeed, there is a machlokes. The Rabbanim Taka disagree. Why do the Rabbanim disagree?
With the Shoy Mechinam.
Why? Because you're guarding the actual grain that will go on the Mizbeach. When you're guarding, the guardian is guarding the actual product that's going to go on the Mizbeach. Is the wood the actual carbon?
No.
No. What's the carbon? The animal is the carbon. The wood is just fuel. So fuel is removed from the actual sacrifice itself. So when do we have a machloikis between the rabbanon?
It's only Shoy Mechinam on the grain.
And why? Because there.
So again, Amar Loi, the Chacham set the Rabbi Yosi af after.
No good. We disagree with you. We disagree.
What do you mean af after?
You should admit to us. This is an expression.
I got it.
So when is there machloikis? When the Rabbanon machmir? It's by the grain they're machmir.
I got it.
Because you're guarding the actual product that goes on the Mizbeach.
Very good distinction, what you just said.
Here, it's the wood. The wood's not the carbon. The wood is fuel.
I got it.
Good. Gvaldik. At least we'll learn something tonight over here. Next one now. Tonight, Tony, we have a kasha. Isha she'osesa kisoynes l'bina k'sher u'vad she'timsirin l'tzibu. A woman who makes a kisoynes.
Forgive me, I have to call because I'm afraid like this I could, if she's coming in tomorrow, I'm sorry,
it's
I apologize.
Fine, it's fine.
This is
Bikuch. White teeth is a very big zach.
Yeah. Because I know after a certain time she doesn't like to be called. She told me beyond 9:30. Oh boy. Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me just call once more. 1 second.